Simin Tofresh Memches Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Dvorim Apoislim Ba Esreg, Sif Aleph says the Mechaber Esreg Hayovish Pasul. Vishir Hayavshus, Kisheinu Moitzi Shum Lecho. Mechaber Pasul is like the Ravid, that the Shir Hayavshus that passels by Esreg is different than the Shir Hayavshus which passels by the other minim. The other meaning is totally in Yalbinu Paneim, that it turns white, but by Esrig, you don't have that, it never turns white. Maybe it'll turn orange, but it won't turn white. So what's the shear that passels? It says Mechaber, the shear that passels is, Kishenu Meitzi Shum Lecho. And how can you be Boidik? V'yivdek Agidei Shiyavir Boimachat U'Boichut V'miyesh Boilecha Yer Bechut V'esrig Shum Yishona She'avro V'ada Yavishu U'Pasum. The way to check, says the Ravid, is that stick a needle in and see if any liquid comes out on the chut. And if it does, then you know that for sure there's lechus still inside and your esrig is still kosher. However, says the Ramah, if it's 12 months old, if it's her last year, he says, then you know for sure that it's yavish and it's pasul. Now, where does that come from? So the Bach and the Goyin, the both Mitzayin, the Gemara and Bava Basra, that says that somebody that sells, is mechayev to sell his friend Yain Yoshon, then he has to give him yayin from Ishtakod, from last year. Memela, we see that Yoshon, Esreg HaYoshon that we say is possible. What's Yoshon? It's Mavur in the Gemara Bava Basra, that Yoshon means from last year. Memela, so long as if it's a Esreg that's from last year, in the Hanami it would be possible. Now, what does last year mean? If you have an Esreg that was picked before Rosh Hashanah, is that last year? L'chor last year means before this day, last year. So if you're holding by Tesvav Tishrei, then if it's from Tesvav Tishrei, Tavshin Ayin Tes, or this year, Tavshin Pei, if we're talking about this coming year, Be'ez Hashem, if one keeps his Esrog from Tesvav Tishrei, Tavshin Ayin, Tavshin Pei, and he wants to use it from Sukkot of Tavshin Pei Aleph, then it's possible. What would be if somebody picks off an Esrog the day after Sukkot, and it's an Ibriyar, so it's more than 12 months till the next Sukkot? But Lamaisa, it's not from Ishtakod. It's not from last year, because he picked it off on Chav Dalid Tishrei. Now he wants to use it on Tesvav Tishrei less than a year later. L'chur, the Mashmois would be, even though it's more than 12 months, Mashmois would be, that's not considered Ishtakod. If the Makar for this halacha is from when it says Ishtakod, that it's last year, L'chur, this is not considered last year. Which is a little bit tamua to say that, because if we understand that after 12 months it gets dry, then it can't be that an Ibriyar, that it's not going to be dry. It changes Metzias according to the year. Mashmoy says that after 12 months, then from the Raya it would seem that it would be okay, but L'chor else Metzias is hard to be Mechalik, and it would seem that it's totally in 12 months, and as long as it's 12 months, then it's problematic. Now, says, let's say it's 12 months, can you be Boidikin? So, the Mashmoy says, the machloikis between the Bach and the Goyin, and the Taz. The Taz says, yeah, after 12 months you can still check to see whether or not it's Yavish. However, the Bach and the Goyin, they say, no, you can't check to see if it's Yavish after it's 12 months. Why? Because after 12 months it's for sure considered that the Lechur, the Mashmoy says, there's no Lechus there. Now, the Shaila is, it's a Shaila Metzias over here. Why can't you be Baidik? How could it be that the Bach and the Goyin, they say that you can't be Baidik after 12 months? Stick a needle through and see what happens. If there's lechus that comes out on the thread, then you know for sure that there's lechus inside. Why are they telling you can't be baidik? What do you have to lose from being baidik? The Taz says in the Hanami, after 12 months you still can be baidik. So I thought maybe you could say that the Vard is that in the Hanami, even if some lechus comes out, but it's not a raya that it's not yavish, the hainu. What is the shir, the Bikur Yaakov? If you look at the Bikur Yaakov in the first Sif Katan, in the Siman, he says, the Poiskim, the Rishonim and the Poiskim told us what the Shir of Yovish is be-kamus, be-echus. But they didn't tell me what it is be-kamus. How much of the Esrik has to be Yovish for it to be possible? Does the whole Esrik have to be Yovish? Right of the Esrik? What's the Shir? So he names on that the Shir is like a Chazazis. If it's there in one place, then you need right of the Esrik. If it's on the Choytim, then even a Milt. And if it's not on the Choytim, and it's in Shtayim V'Shalosh Mekoymis, then it would pass all, even if it's a Miyut of the Esrig. just exactly like Chazazis, and we'll see a bunch of things are, have this gather. Shinui Mar has this gather. A bunch of things have this gather. If it's on the Chaitim, it's B'mashu. If it's not on the Chaitim, if it's Shai Mishalsh Mekemeis, then even B'miyutai. And if it's in Makam Echa, then it's Berubai. So that being the case, if a person sticks a needle through his Esreg, Lav Dafka, just because you find a little bit of Lichus, Lav Dafka, that his Esreg is not Yoish. It could be that it's Yavish in two or three places. You could say, Kimlu lechazal, that for sure it's Yavish in two or three places, or it's Yavish Rubai, so even though you found Lechus, nevertheless, it's going to be Pasla at Yavish. Maybe that's what the Bach and the Goyin hold. The problem is, if you look at the Lashon of the Bach and the Goyin, it doesn't sound that way. The Bach says, Lo yetze toyeles ayde b'dikase. And the Goyin says, Yefshir shiyeh shom Lechus. Yetze shom Lechus. You can't tell if the Yavish isn't. So it could be that you don't have to be Choshish for that. If it's less than 12 months, you don't have to be Choshish. Once it's 12 months, then you have to be Choshish. So if you have the Lechus there, if you don't have Lechus, then you know you're in trouble, even if it's less than 12 months. However, if you do have Lechus, I don't have to be Choshish, then maybe it's going to be Yavish in a different place. But in a case where it's after 12 months, even if it's Yavish, then I have to be Choshish, then maybe there's it's Yavish either in two or three places or in the Chaitim of Mashu. But like we said, the Mashmais is that it sounds like that there's no Lechus that's going to come out. According to the Yefshir Shiyeh Shom Lecha, says the Goyin, it's Mashma that it's not Shaykh. So then what do you have to lose? Check. Stick it through, and what do you have to lose? I saw the Archa Shochan, he says, no, even if you, according to the Paiskim, even if Lechus comes out, it's still going to be Pasal. Kimlul Chazal, that it's Pasal. What's the Vard? Either that Lechus is not considered Lechus, or Bichlalusoi, it's, like we're saying before, and Bichlalus is considered Yavish, but he doesn't nem on, like we're saying, like the Mashmois, is that it's not Shaykh that Lechus comes out, even if Lechus would come out, nevertheless, it would be Pasal. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that in Echanami that's how he passed in La Halacha, that if you have an Esrog from last year, if you did not do anything to be Shomer, like he says in the Shaar Tzim, we'll get to soon, then in Echanami it's going to be Pasul, so long as it's from last year. Automatically it's going to be Pasul, and you cannot do a Badika to check it out. Now, how is one Badik, if it's less than a year old, how is one Badik to see whether or not it has Lechus? So the way that the Mechaber says is, stick in a Machat. Now what does that mean? So the truth is that this is really the Goyin and the Prima Gadim point out, this is the Ravid L'Shitasi. The Ravid says that's the way to check, because the Ravid L'Shitasi holds that even if you take a needle and you stick it through the entire Esreg, and it goes Merfulish from side to side, if it's not Chaser, then it doesn't Pasul. So Mamele, he says, you have a simple way to check. Stick it through the entire Esreg, and if no Lechus comes out, it's not a problem. If Lechus comes out, then it's not a problem. But we are Chayshish, as we'll see in Sifayz, that if it's a neck of mefulish, then it's going to pasul, even if it's not chaser. Mamela, we can't check the way that the rabbi says to check. So what's the way to check? So Machlag is seen the Magen Avraham of the Taz. Magen Avraham says, stick in the needle until you get to the thread, and then pull it out. Don't stick it through from side to side. So the Machlag is, what does that mean? Does it mean to jab the needle in with the sharp part? Jab it in as far as you could, that it shouldn't go through. That way it goes all the way in until the eye of the needle with a little bit of the thread will go into the side of the esrog, and then pull it out backwards. Hold the thread and yank it back out. Or does it just mean, no, turn around the esrog and jab in the eye of the esrog. Turn around the needle and jab in the eye of the needle. That way, you just have to jab it in a little bit together with the thread, and you'll see if there's laces that comes out on the thread. Now, it could be that most people won't want to do that, because if you're sticking in something which is a circle, like the eye of a needle, then you might easily rip out a little bit of the busser of the esrog. It's much easier to just stick in a needle from the sharp part and go through. If you're jabbing from the back, it's a little bit harder. But either one of those two ways, according to Magen Avraham. The Taz, on the other hand, says, no. The only time it's a problem of foolish is when you go through the Chadri Azera, or you go through the middle. But if you go through the narrow part, then it's not a problem. What does he mean? So the Sharatim brings down, there's two pshatim to understand the Taz. It could either mean above the Chadrei Hazera, you stick it in above where it starts getting narrow, like in the Chaitim. You stick in the needle from side to side. That's not considered mefulish because it's not the thickness of the esrig. However, says the Lush Yisrud, no, according to the Taz, that's for sure also considered mefulish. The Taz means on the side of the esrig, not where the Chadrei Hazera is, on the side of the esrig, that's where you could go through. The way that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down is that you're not going through horizontally, you're going through vertically, from the top of the esrig to the bottom of the esrig, on the side of the Chadrei Hazera, and that's not a problem. Why not? That's not considered mefulish. For some reason, mefulish only means going from side to side. It doesn't mean going from top to bottom. What's the reason why? I'm not 100% sure. It could be that the reason is because it's not so nicker. When you go from side to side, then you could see on both sides that there's a hole. It's nicker that it's a chasarin. It's nicker that you have a hole that goes from side to side. Masha Inkein, when it goes from top to bottom, you don't see the bottom. You only see the top. Memela, it wouldn't be nicker that you have a nicker mefulish. It wouldn't pass on. However, that's only if you understand that nekem foolish is possible because of hadar. So it's telling you how it looks. But if you look at that, we'll see in Rish Hashem and Tafresh Mem Tes, the Torah says, it passes out to kicha tamah. The Elam asks this, why does it pass on? Why does a nekem foolish pass on from side to side? L'chur, nothing, if it's not chasr. So it seems from the Torah that he understood, maybe it's a machlekes, but the Torah understood that it's a chasr in l'kicha tamah. It's not shalim. It's not tomim. It's not complete if it has a hole that goes from side to side. If that's the case, what would be the difference if it goes from horizontally from side to side, it goes vertically? But for some reason he understands that, yeah, mefulish is only when it goes horizontally. If it goes vertically, then it's not a problem. Interestingly, the Chidah and the Marksiyah, they say a very simple way to check. You don't have to take the needle and stick it all the way through until the thread. Just poke in with the sharp part of the needle the top of your esrig, any point really. And they have what they call luzei shem, and they have these tiny little dots there. And if a little bit of liquid fills up the hole that you make, stick in just the very point of the needle and make a tiny hole, and you'll see if the liquid fills up that hole, then you know that there's still liquid there. You don't have to go all the way through, you don't need threads, you don't need anything. L'chur, that would be the simplest way. It could be that people were choshish to do that because there's a Shita Zavach that says, we'll see in Emirat Hashem in the next if, that Nekev Mefulish doesn't mean going all the way through the Esrig or all the way to the Chadrei Hazera. Just going through the colored outside Klipa is also Mefulish, says Zavach, according to the Ran. That's like a few millimeters. It could be 2 millimeters. It could be even less than that in certain places. So to take a chance of sticking through your needle through, your when the Chur would be a problem, if it's a mefulish. I mean, I, according to that though, there's no way to check it b'chlal. You would always be stuck because any way that you're going to check it is going to be a problem of mefulish. Either way, we have a few different ways to check it at the end of the day. You could either poke it a little bit and see if the hole gets filled up with water, with liquid. If it doesn't, check a different place. It's lav dafka rai just from one place, but you would certainly have to be choshish. In a case where a person wants to actually put the needle through, l'chur, there's a way to do it also. You could put the needle through at the Sharatim brings down from the Prima Gadim that a person that has made his esrig dapi-dapi, that means that his esrig looks like a water wheel. It's round, but there's little shelves coming out. Like, it looks like mamash like a water wheel, that there's little pieces coming out of all the sides. If you go through one of those pieces, one of those dafim, he says, that according to everybody is not considered mefulish. Say the Peskis Manenu, according to that, what you could do is, and I sent out a picture of this Tereilim, what you could do is you could take one of the bumps, one of the blithas on the esrig, and take a needle and stick it through the bump, and that according to everybody, you're not going through the entire esrig, you're just going through one single bump. That would not be considered mefulish. It's a little bit of a aura why the Prima Gadim did not say this, because every single solitary esrig, just about, in the world, has some blites, and I don't think they probably ever had, since the time of Maaseh Bereishis till now, an esrig which was made dapi-dapi. I don't know why they would have such an esrig, Why didn't you just say the simple case is that you took it, you go through one blita, and then you're okay? Maybe that's what he means, but it's a little bit sasim in the Prima Gadim. However, the Paiskei Zmanenu seem to say that, the Mechaber Zmanenu certainly write that, that you could go through one of the bumps, even from side to side, if it's a single bump, that's not considered mefulish, and that would be a kosher way to check Lekulei Alma. Bizmanenu, yes. Now you're just going through the peel and that's already considered mefulish. It would be hard to. I don't know that anybody else goes like that. But that's the Ram, that's the only thing. So it's not so pashut to say that. I think the pashut mashmois is that your mom is going through from side to side according to the Taz. Certainly the Achrenim learned that way. The question is just where is he talking about? But everybody learns that you're going from side through the Esrig. Now, Bizmanenu, certainly one should not be, unless a person is stuck in some Favorfenestadt in who knows where, and it's Corona and he can't get anything, any Esregim, then there's no reason to be Semech on any of these. Once, if one has to check his Esreg, then he shouldn't be using it. Bizmanenu. Now, what's the story with an Esreg that was protected, that it shouldn't get dried out? What would be in such a case? Would that be, if it's 12 months old, could you still use it or not? So, the Sharatin is Mayrach over here, and he says that if you look at the Tomim Deim, the Ravid himself says, Lahedya, that if a person was Mashkiach to make sure that it doesn't get dried out, then in a Hanami, even after 12 months, you'd be able to check it to see if it has Yavshus, has Lechus, and it would be kosher. So he says, L'chero, even the Goyin would be masking to this. Kenzan the Goyin would be masking. Maybe the Goyin was only talking about Pistama. He didn't do anything to be Shamer. But if it's not, if you did something to be Shamer, to make sure that, ensure that it doesn't get dried out, then even the Goyin who said that after 12 months you're not going to find any Lechus, he would be masking that it would be kosher. It's interesting that he's mistopic even. The Bach goes like the Goyin, that after 12 months, it's for sure going to be Yavesh, and he says Lehedya, that if you do something to be shamer, if you put it in Dvash, then it preserves it, and it'll be kosher after 12 months. You'll be able to do, at least do Bedika. In the Hanami, you'll be able to do Bedika after 12 months. So, I'm not sure why he's mistopic in the Goyin. Lachar, the Goyin would hold like the Bach, that even though without preserving it, it would be possible, with preserving it, it would work. How does the Mishnah Berurah go halach l'maisa? It seems that's how he goes. He's Mekel. And he brings down the Bikur Yaakov that says, I saw with my own eyes a guy that stuck an esrig inside of a tin container and he closed it and it came out after 12 months and it looked fresh, it looked kishmak, and I checked it myself and had plenty of lechus. And that's what it seems how the Mishnah Berurah is going halach l'maisa. Memelo. If a person would do it, like the picture that I sent out to the Olam, if a person would, that was my son's did it this past year. They stuck their esregim inside of a glass jar, and they took out the air. They stuck in a candle. They lit the candle, closed the jar. The candle burns out all the oxygen, and as soon as all the oxygen is gone, the candle goes out, and that's it. You have an airtight jar. So we're holding 9-10 months after Sukkot, and we have gorgeous esregim. Two gorgeous esregim sitting inside of a glass jar. Is there any problem with that? So if you take it all the way till Sukkot, Lachar, no, even though it's more than 12 months, you did something to be shamer it, they look like new. It's a good idea. You get a good esreg, looks like you spent whatever it is, 500 shekel on it, and chaval, you don't know if next year is going to be so nice, just put it away, and vacuum pack it into your glass jar, and you're good to go. However, Lachar, l'halach l'maisa, in a chanami, that would be al tlechus, it's not a problem, and you don't even have to check it. L'chor, it's pashit that it's not yavish. The only issue is, this we'll see later on, by Esrik Sheni Muach, that the metzias of this Esrik, from what I remember, from about 25 years ago, my brother did this also, and it got opened up in the middle of the year. And after a few short days, it mamash went bad. It did not last for the 2-3 months that an Esrik usually lasts. It opened in the middle of the year, and I think within a week it was already, moldy or disgusting. What would be the halacha in such a case? Can I use it for the first few days until it goes bad or not? That we'll have to see. Stay tuned. That's Sif Dalid. The same Matthias as freezing an esrog. And that Ramesh has a tshuva about. And if a person has, if you have the chance to go through it, it's in chelak, it's a short tshuva. Chelak Aleph Arachayim Kuf Behei. A quick tshuva. And it's Kishmaka, his raya from the Gemara. It's kedai to see it. And that will be patient our Matthias, our shayla over here also. The last thing is komush. Komush means withered. That means your esrog is not dried out, but it's starting to get shriveled slightly. What's halach in such a case? So the Magen Avraham brought down that there's a shilti giburim, which is going to come up later on in the siman also, that he understands that komush is, when it's yavish in a few places, not the entire thing, that is what we call komush, and but ba'atzim it's really yavish in a few places. And he understands that that's not possible. Maisa the Bahag says that komush is possible. Not exactly clear. Is it a Torah surfer? Is it not a Torah surfer? The El Yerabo and the Aruch HaShulchan, they name on that the Bahag, since the Girsa of the Bahag is komush, he had a Girsa in the Gemara. Tafuach, Taruach, komush, instead of kovush, which means that it's pickled. He had a Girsa of komush with a mem, which means that it's preserved. And he said, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's pashit that the other Rishonim also had that Girsa, the other Rishonim that mentioned the Psul Kovush. They must have also had Komush. They also must have that Girsa in the Gemara. And therefore, Komush Kain Yesh Lahur, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's Pasul. Komush is Pasul. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to go that way. The Mishnah Berurah goes like the Magen Avraham, that Komush is not Pasul. You just need to do Bedikah. So if it's slightly withered, then a Bedikah would help. And in a Hanami, that would not be Pasul als Kovush. That wouldn't be possible as komush. The only thing that's possible is yavish. How much is yavish going to possible? That is like we mentioned before, and we'll really see it later on. The Mishnah Berurah over here is mitzayin it later on in Sifud Beis. It's mashu on the chaytim, two or three places if it's on the rest of the asterisk, even if it's on a mute, and if it's in one place, then you need dafka when it's rife. Now, since it's a shorter chabur, I'm just going to add on one thing which I wanted to mention in the past that really came up beforehand. And that is, and somebody asked me now this past week, we have a bunch of esrogim, and I'm sending out pictures. Somebody asked me, how did Aaron Friedman know that we're going to be learning Dal and Minim this year? That he got esrogim from somebody from the Seichrim of Hollis, who was so kind to give up extra esrogim. And now we have plenty of esrogim to look at. How did he know? And you can ask the same question, how, out of all the years, this is the first year that my sons put together they vacuum packed their esrogim. What's the pshat? So everybody knows the story of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he was writing a sefer on Chagovim, and in the middle of writing the sefer, there's a few things they have to check out, and sure enough, a Chagov lands on his windowsill right by him, and he checks it out, and it flew away. Bekitzer, I heard from Rav Stillerman Sr. that he said that he once went to the Revitzin and he asked the Revitzin, is the story true? So the Revitzin said, yeah, the story is true. And not only that, there's an addendum to the story. Somebody didn't believe the story. And he said, it's for sure not true. But Kitzur Maisa, he came home to his house and his entire house was full of grasshoppers. Kitzur went running back to Rav Chaim and he asked him for mechila. And there's mafakfik and he came back to his house, and sure enough, all the grasshoppers were gone. Okay, I heard a different story. I heard another story that Reb Chaim Kreisworth once was sitting with Reb Chaim, and Yibodlan Chaim L'Chaim, and he asked him, he said, is the story true with the Chagov? He says, if it's true, you're not going to be any greater in my eyes. And if it's not true, you're not going to be any less in my eyes. I just want to know, is the story true? So Reb Chaim said, yeah, the story is true. He says, but it happens to everybody. That's what he says. It happens to everybody. Yeah, right. When did it happen to us? So the truth is, I saw in the Sefer, in Hilchos Chag B'Chag, when he's talking about the Aravos, so he says over there that there's machlokes in the Rambam and Rashi, when it's kemagol, it's like a sickle. What does it mean? Does it mean that they're all in one direction, or does it mean that it's very, very small serrations? So he says, B'lom di davar zeh, he says, Nizdamne li, Ba'urach Pela Mamish Magal Yad. He says, Mamish, Yitzhak, and in a miraculous way, I got a sickle, a hand sickle, and he saw that it was Mamash Shalik, the Rambam and Rashi, both of them were true, that it's situations in one direction, it's very small. And I heard the same thing about the Kashrus Dalamin, Rav Stern, he was writing a Sefer. Rav Stern saw the pictures in the Sefer, finger-like protrusions and twin esregim and all types of esregim that he has over there that are very interesting and you probably would not find on your standard tree. But when he's learning the Sefer, he has Siyata Deshmaya. So when a person is learning a Limud, he has an extra Siyata Deshmaya. And Mimela, Corona this year, we didn't burn, at least I didn't burn my Lulavim and Hadassim and Aravis. So we had Lulavim dried, Hadassim and Aravis and Lulavim, and we were able to spray paint them, and we were able to use them for whatever we want, and see if we soak them, if they get back to how they are. Every person will see, can see. A lot of times a person will see the lima that he's learning, something will come up in a different area that will help him out. Every person it happens to, you see that you're going to Derech HaMelech, when the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a few kisses, that you're on the Derech HaMelech, that you're learning the right limud, and he gives you Siyata Deshmaya that you should have, whatever you need. And now, just to mention, while we're here, since the Eilun's been tracking the Hadassim from the past, all the Hadassim berries that we've been talking about in the past, none of those are berries, all of those are flowers, and now the berries are coming out. Anybody that has Hadassim, look underneath the flowers, and they will find green berries. Green berries, the top of the berry is the bottom of the flower. Those are real fruits, and enjoy them. I don't know if you should eat them, but enjoy them. Yashar Kechachov.